What if you could have new customers chase you down instead of the other way around? What if price was removed as an objection for new customers? Or what if you could stand out without saying a single word? Increase your sales, get more leads, and build a brand with Green Frog Web Design. Get a website that helps you pre-sell your work and remove price as an objection. Now, we have a great offer for the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast listeners. You can get your first month for only $1 with Scott and have your website live in 3 weeks from the projected start date, or it's free for a year. And now, are you tired of sending people to the crusty old website you have? Or is your website impossible to find on Google? Or just does it lack the proper SEO? Allow Green Frog Web Design to build you a new website or improve the SEO on your current website so that it converts visitors and helps you get ranked on Google.
We want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends over at Cycle CPA. I can't even express to you how important it is to have a good accountant on your side. You know you want accurate bookkeeping and financial statements every month. Instead, you're often left with limited time to focus on the accounting side of your business and no reports to show for it. At Cycle CPA, the landscaping accountants, they not only handle the bookkeeping, but also provide landscape industry benchmarking, job costing, financials by service line, advisory meetings, and much more. Cycle CPA has a team of landscaping accountants available to provide anything from bookkeeping to CFO services. Visit cyclecpa.com and for $100 off, mention the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Today, I'm very excited to bring on a returning guest. Today, we have Ezra McCarthy of Green Frog Web Design. Now, we had Ezra on a few months back, and it was an awesome interview, and I love having him on here. And today, he's back on here to kind of share his wealth of knowledge. And today, we are going to be talking about creating an online presence and how important in your online real estate. So, welcome, Ezra. Thanks for being back on the show.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be here.
So just as a reminder and refresh of those that didn't catch us on the first podcast, you mind just tell us a little bit about yourself and what Green Frog is and how you came to be?
Sure. So currently I'm a pastor and also do web design. And how I got into web design is I started in a service-based industry, ended up finding myself in lawn care. And as I looked personally for a web designer, just the frustration of hiring a contractor we've all experienced, reach out to 10, one gets back to you, and the one that did, you wish they hadn't have. And so I ended up building it myself. Long story short, the more I got into the green industry and realized there was a huge lack of knowledge and also of opportunity, so we started Green Frog Web Design to help people with their web design, search engine optimization, basically getting found on Google, and also their advertising.
And you said you owned a business, and it was down in Texas, is that correct?
Yep. It was called Maple Leaf Mowing. And just if you look up Lawn Care Greenville, Texas, just look for the number one lawn care company, Maple Leaf Mowing. And that was us.
So I know today we, like I said, we want to kind of discuss having an online reputation. So I was curious if you wouldn't mind elaborating on that and what that really means.
Sure. An online reputation, if someone searched for your business name, will they find you? Well, here's an example. I was just looking at someone to help me with some online work. And I looked for, I don't want to say their name, but I was looking for them. And as I searched for them, I found this website and I looked all around and it's, I don't even know if it's the right person. I kind of wonder, but I don't know. And so it's like, okay, who is this? And when people search for your business name or even a service, you want to be number one, obviously. And then you want there to be no confusion on who I'm searching for. So if someone types in Maple Leaf Mowing Greenville, Texas, I don't want them to find anyone else but my business. And so as a company in this digital age, it is vital to have a strong online reputation.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's funny you mentioned that, like when we have people come in and talk to us and or want to speak to us about coaching or whatever, I usually try to look up their business myself and just to find a little bit more, you know, background on them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I've typed in some of their names and like, I can't either find them at all, or I'm finding another name from another like
stayed away or whatever, and it's very difficult. So it is very important that you establish some online reputation, like you said, and have an online presence. You and I were actually talking because we're looking at having you do my parents' website, and you mentioned that the website's terrible that they have currently, and you're, you know, asking about how they get jobs and whatnot, and mentioned, like, you know, my dad does a lot of networking, but they don't have that online presence that they need.
And, you know, I've pondered this a lot, even just maybe a little philosophically, but trust, there's so much built on trust, everything, literally. So like when you go to the store and you swipe your credit card, the company or the business trusts that that transaction is going to go through. And as a business, if someone looks you up online and they can't find you, that does not build trust. But if they find you in multiple places with reviews, with a legitimate looking website, it looks like a brand that they want to work with. I was just looking at another coaching business. I work with different people, and I was looking at their website and I thought, you know, this is a company, if I was looking for someone, I would want to work with. It looked nice, and it made me feel like there was trust. I'd never call them. I had never filled out an email form yet, but the pictures on there, I could see who they were. I could see what they look like. And I thought, this is a business for me. And as a lawn landscape business, you want to be building trust before they ever pick up the phone.
I find that interesting. You mentioned, you know, you could see who they were. Is that something that's important as landscapers too, that they can see who they're working with?
Well, yes, 100%. And here's why, because you're going to be in their backyard. You're going to be around their house. And so if you look sketchy, I would pay more to have a quality individual at my house. And, you know, I found most of the time it's women who are calling for these things. They're hiring for that. And if they don't trust you, then they're not going to want you around. So showing them beforehand, this is going to be who's at your house. And the people that are listening to your podcast are probably going to be clean-cut people wanting to improve, help themselves. That's the kind of people most people want at their house. So yes, you need to have a picture of a real person, hopefully you, on your website.
I personally agree with that 100%. And I also believe too, like even having some pictures of your team, mm-hmm. of your equipment, your trucks and stuff. And it made me just made me think about this. I was at Menards the other day getting some supplies, and I saw this plumber pull up in his truck. Now the truck itself looked kind of rough, and I'm not going to judge that, but his front windshield is full of garbage and papers and stuff. And like, to me, that kind of goes along the line with this reputation that we're talking about here. His, like, it just looked like garbage. Like, I don't think I'd want this guy showing up at my house, or if I see him showing up, like, maybe I made a mistake here. So
yep.
I think it kind of goes along the lines with your online reputation. That should be same type of thing with branding and all that stuff.
And I was just looking at a lawn care company today. I don't work with them, but his look, well, some of the things I like, some I did, but what I did like on his website was he had a short little description video saying, this is who I am. It showed who he was. He had a story behind it. And a good example of someone who does that is Jonathan Potoshnik for City Turf. You'll see he has a about us video. And actually, this helps with ranking as well. And here's why. Because one of the factors Google used for ranking is your bounce rate, which basically means the first time someone hits your page, do they backclick very quickly? Basically telling Google, this is not what I want. So a good way to help increase retention is have something there, quality pictures, good copy, or what your words on the page say. All these things help build an online reputation and stickiness. And so price is not the issue. It's, hey, this is a quality person. You know, if they've got trash covering the front of their dashboard, what kind of a job are they going to do on my sink? That's what would make me think. Maybe I'm picky, but hey.
The same here. That's my same thoughts. And my buddy is with me. He said the same thing. He's like, I wouldn't want that person. I wouldn't want, if I see him pulling up or my wife sees him pulling up, they'd be kind of, you know, a little leery of what's going to happen, or, you know, who knows, but mm-hmm. it's the same thing. And I think it goes along the line of what you said with the online reputation. If your website doesn't look very appealing, you're probably not going to get the customers you want. And I think that's where a lot of landscapers struggle.
And I've seen people try to get fancy about it. We actually just talked about keeping it clean. You know, I'm not all for having 50 pages on a website, and, you know, you want to make it simple. And I don't mean rudimentary, but you want to have it clean. That's the best word I like. So when people land, they know clearly. When you hit greenfrogwebdesign.com, the very top header talks about, we help lawn landscape companies. So when someone, if someone came and they're a realtor and they hit my web design page, they'd look at that and they say, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. And when someone hits your lawn landscape website, you want them to know, or a lawn and landscape company, or if you're fertilization, or if you're landscaping, whatever your expertise is, you want it to be abundantly clear within milliseconds. This is who we are. This is who we serve. We're not cheap, because you don't want to be.
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's very smart. Is there anything else that landscapers need to be really looking at when it comes to being online at all?
I would focus on Google, and here's why. Upwards of 90% of all traffic is routed through a Google-owned business. So I see people that are focusing on the wrong thing. They spend thousands of dollars on postcards when their website is trash. Now, I'm not saying don't do postcards, but it should be, I say take it back to the basics, the ABCs. Your website should be the basics. So until you get the basics done, you shouldn't be going over here, you know, thinking back to the ABCs. You shouldn't be on Z or Z if you're in the US. You shouldn't be on Z if you haven't got the ABC done, because you're going to be wasting money. I've seen people advertise and drive people to a Google business profile that had no pictures and 3 reviews. A waste. And I'm just thinking, what are you doing? Don't do it, because you're just wasting money. But anyway, you can't win them all.
No, I agree. Yeah. And we just did a class on this, on setting up your Google business profile. And it's super important. And like, from what I've done the research, I've read it was like 86% of people are using Google to search for you. So you must take advantage of it. And it, mm-hmm. plus it's free. So why wouldn't you set it up and take advantage of that whole tool?
Oh, just this morning, I need a new barber. And so you know what I did? I went onto Google Maps and I said, barber. And I found one. And guess what I did? I looked at the reviews. It was decent. So I plan on checking it out later today, as long as the prices aren't too bad. And people are using that for restaurants. They're using that for barbers. They're using that for lawn care company, landscapers, everything. And this is the new medium, because online reviews and online presence is the new word of mouth.
And you would agree this goes along lines with that online reputation, that online real estate. Is that correct?
Yeah. And the concept of online real estate is you want to be everywhere that people are looking. So when people look on Google Maps, you want your Google business profile first. When people look on Google.com, you want to be in the map pack, and you want your website to rank well. And then around town, you want people, now back to the basics. You need the basics, and then you want your truck lettered. You want all these things. You want the uniform, all these things. You want to just be everywhere. So even whatever your service area is, you want people to think, I just see you everywhere. Now, you may only have 2 trucks, but that's what branding can do for you. And there's huge value.
One thing is, it popped in my head. A mentor I had years ago told me, even if you only have those 2 trucks, they said have different numbers, truck numbers on either side. So it's like truck 1 on 1, truck
that's funny.
2 on this side, 3 and 4. So it looks like you're much bigger than what you actually are. So I thought that was interesting. He told me this.
Oh my.
This is probably 20 years ago. But yeah, it was pretty funny. And now looking back.
And you don't even have to get crazy about it. I remember there was a guy I followed, and he had a painting company, and he used, do you promote the Chevy HHR? It's like a crossover. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like a PT Cruiser. Anyway, that was his company vehicle, and he had his logo on the side. And I think he had 1 or 2, but he had it painted kind of noticeable. And he was at the bank one day, and the teller said, man, I just see your vehicles everywhere. And he just laughed to himself, because he had 1 or 2. But that's what the power of online real estate. And part of what getting a good website, Google My Business Profile is you're increasing that online real estate. So you want to be everywhere your customer is, to be found, and to have a good reputation in all those places. Because then when people do look for you, when they land there, I like to describe a website as a filter. The tire kickers, when they go to that website and they see it's clean, it's attractive, they're going to say, wait, you know, this person's probably not going to be the cheapest person around. And so they're going to leave. And you may say, oh, I don't want a customer leaving, but you probably do want that one leaving. And I told you, you know, I just turned down a huge contract myself because they were not the right person for me. And so I was kind, but I referred them to someone else. And, you know, there's a great book by Michael Horowitz called The Pumpkin Plant. And it talks about pruning and putting all your effort into what's working. And so you want to focus on those customers, not the tire kickers, but the ones that are going to be with you year in and year out, that when you raise your prices $3 per week, they're not going to cancel. And part of the way you can do that is by having an online reputation, by having that online real estate, by effective branding. And that's what's going to enable you to have retention and attract the right clients.
Great advice there. So if a landscaper is, you know, wanting to kind of get going on this, what are some of the first things that a landscaper should be doing to kind of build that online reputation?
Yeah. So there's a few things that I would recommend. Obviously, we're a web designer, I recommend a website. But before you do that, especially if you're just starting, there's a free option that you can capitalize on. It's called Google Business Profile. You just did a great course on that, or however you describe that workshop. I'd go back and listen to that. Set it up just how Scott demonstrated there. Make sure you fill out everything. And then you need to begin to gather reviews from all your customers and say, man, I just got started. I have one customer. Perfect. Ask that one customer. That's literally what I did with Maple Leaf Mowing. And within 4 months, we got to $6,000 in monthly recurring revenue in 4 months with like zero paid ads. So now we hustled, and every person that called, I answered the phone. I did jobs that I probably wouldn't recommend taking. But when you're starting, it's easy to say, oh, I'm only going to take the good ones, but you take what you can get. And then go into that job thinking, how can I serve this person so that when I'm done, not only will they leave a review when I ask, but they want to. And if you just go into every job like that, it does take time. But in a few months, you're not going to be looking for work. It's going to be looking for you.
Yeah, I think that's very smart to kind of get the Google Business Profile set up. I guess kind of along that note, if they are a beginning company, do you also recommend them being on social media as far as Facebook and Instagram or anything like that too?
You know, that's not something I really messed with. I am not a fan of that. And here's one reason why. Well, there's multiple reasons, but one of them is that is passive advertising. The people that are on there, they're looking for cat pictures. They're not looking for a landscaper. When they're looking for a landscaper, they go to where 90% of people search, which is a Google product. And so they go in and they type in lawn care. They're not going to Instagram to look for a quality landscape. So your return on investment is going to be much lower because you're interrupting people. Your local mom is not going on there to look at stripes. They're just not. Now, you and your landscape buddies might be, but the local mom is not. They're going to Google and they're typing in lawn care near me. And you know what? I think that's why 80 to 90% of our industry is not effectively using it, because they're distracted by these things that are not working. So if you just focus on the Google Business Profile, a quality website, let all the other businesses get distracted with what's not working. And if you dominate that, you're not going to be worried about getting work, as I found out, because during the busy season, you're going to be number one when people search, and you're going to get the best and hottest leads that require the least amount of selling for the best price.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, because yeah, you're personally not really on social media yourself, and for personal reasons, whatever. I kind of feel the same way. Like, I have mixed feelings on being on there just because there's a lot of negativity that comes along with it too. I mean, we're not going to get into that discussion so much today, but it's
sure.
we can go down the big path here, but it is hard. And I agree with you. I think, yeah, getting the Google Business Profile and having a website. One thing I would throw in there too, just especially if you're just kind of getting going, and we're kind of veering off our topic, but networking is very important. And you and I just talked about this a little bit with my father. My father was, honestly, he was a master networker. He became friends with everybody he could and reached out to any organization, you know, whatever he could. And I feel that's very, very important in today's day and age, because I think we kind of gotten away from that personally. We stepped to the social media accounts and stuff like that. People want that personal relationship. Most people should say. And I think it's important to kind of reach out to that, get in the groups, get into your gardening groups, you know, go talk to them, get into any home shows or whatever you can. I think that's very important, at least in my opinion.
Oh, it is. And I'll give you an example of what I did when I had a painting company and when I first got started, is I went to a realtor, a brokerage, and I bought some donuts, and obviously I talked to, I forget what they call them, but the head guy at the office. And then I gave a little speech at their meeting, gave them donuts, passed out pictures of work I did, and just gave a 15, 20 minute speech. And there you're selling one to many, because these realtors, there was probably 20 in the room, they probably touch each multiple listings a year. And I got work from that. And so as a lawn and landscape company, we can go to and sell one to many. And if we can find people like property managers, if we can find real estate agents, and in time building those relationships, networking, this is a way to grow your portfolio and maybe even land some of the larger jobs.
We would, when we do some home shows, a couple of years, what we ended up finding to do was helpful was to actually get up and do a talk. So we had a nice display we made with kind of like a stage. And I'd get up there and I would talk about different parts of like water features and treatments and stuff that you go along with it. And that really helped us too, because we became the authority in that area and that topic, and that people eventually started coming to us. And then we got into the pond groups and started talking to those people. And it kind of became a snowball effect over time. And that's where, again, that networking is very important. That personal one-on-one talk thing that you could do, I think, is very important.
For sure.
Is there anything else that you can think of now? I guess kind of stepping away from the people are beginning or have just started. Those people have been on, been doing this for a while. They don't have much of a presence. They don't have much branding. Is there anything else, the next step that they should be doing?
Yes. Yeah, so the basics, get your Google business profile up. You want to get an effective website. And then from there, continue to work on your search engine optimization. Make sure you're listed in the correct places. And then you can go to paid ads. Now, you should not jump to paid ads until the basics are done, or you're just throwing money away. But that is a place, and personally, I recommend Google for that. And for the same reason, high intent searchers are on Google. So that's where you want to go. And we help people with that. And also, Jake Hunley, he does a good job with Evergrow Marketing. You can check him out. But that's a good next step. Once you get the basics done, to work on your search engine optimization, continuing to gather current reviews from your current customers, and then to move on to paid ads, because there's going to come a point where organic can only get you so far, and to pour gas on the fire, you're going to need to put some money into paid ads. I'll just give you an example. Personally, I spend over 10% of my gross revenue on advertising. And as a landscape company, I don't know how many times I've heard it all. I do word of mouth. And that's good. You should have word of mouth. But then you say, I wonder why I'm not growing like I want to. You can't spend 1% of your gross revenue on ads and expect to be growing 20, 30, 40, 50%. You look at businesses, I forget what book I was reading it, and they, I think it's like 10 to 12% the average company spends that is growing well to grow. Now, I'm not just saying that to make money myself, but you go look, and whether you're putting that into, and I'm actually just reading a really good book called No Excuses or Listening by Brian Tracy. And he talks about investing 3% of your gross personal revenue in its self-improvement. And so basically, or like getting a coach like with Scott, because you know it does something for you, because your attention follows your money. Think on that. So if you start to invest in how can I improve my business, and you put your money where your mouth is, you are going to improve just because your attention follows your money.
I love that. I love that you're reading Brian Tracy. I was always been a big fan of his. Been, I don't remember, a long time ago, I got hooked on his books and stuff. It's a lot of great information. Even though it's older stuff, it is very, you can apply it today, no matter what type of business you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, if you can kind of elaborate a little bit on the SEO, like if somebody's not familiar with what SEO is and kind of what involves, and I know we can get down rabbit holes, but do you mind just kind of get them a general overview of what it is?
Yeah. SEO stands for search engine optimization. And so what that stands for is you want to rank as high as possible on Google. So with that being said, one of the major factors we've already went over is your website. So there's a few things that go into there. You're going to have your on-page SEO, so the text you're using on it. You're going to need your meta descriptions. You're going to need your speed of your website page optimized. Because if it loads really slowly, then you're going to rank a lot lower. Then there's also the factor of your bounce rate, your copy on your website. And then there's also what's even, I would almost say more important, is your Google Business Profile. an example of someone I helped. They were about 10 minutes away from a town. Their service area was not even filled out correctly, and so you couldn't find them unless you typed in their name and this bump in the road where they lived, just because they hadn't done that. And so having someone come in and look over it to make sure it's up to par is so important, because being found online, search engine optimization, or being found visibly is huge, and not just to be found, but to be number one when people search.
Now, we have our Landscape Business Owners Facebook group, and we see people trying to get into our group all the time that are marketers, SEO specialists and stuff. And we're very picky on who we let inside our group. And it's funny seeing people respond to some of these SEO people that have gotten in, you know, kind of snuck in on accident. And I know there's some bad reputation for SEO and some of the companies that are out there. How do you stand out from those other people too? You know, what can you do, or what do you need to look for, I guess, in hiring somebody that does to do SEO?
Yeah. So first I would say for us, if you're looking for someone to do it cheap, we're not your person. But what we do is we have a monthly call where we go over, hey, this is what we did. We also have a report that we run each month so people can see, hey, this is how we're improving. Now, it still takes time. A good quote that I heard the other day is, one of the reasons people cancel with agencies is perceived indifference. So not even they weren't getting results, but they feel like you don't care. Now, we're not just trying to make you feel like you care. We want you to have results, but we also want you to know we do care. And so combining those two, that's why we have that call to literally go over, hey, this is what we did, literally saying, and then we can run the report and show them each month, this is what we're doing, and this is how your website or your online presence is improving. And then over time, that's how you're going to see the results.
I love that you get the reports. To me, that's something I always tell my clients that work with us that are looking to hire someone like yourself. Yeah, ask for that report. Ask for that information so you can see it and track it. I know you mentioned Jake Huntley earlier. One of the things he has done is he sets up like your Google Analytics and shares that information with clients and stuff. And I think that to me is very important to kind of share like, hey, you're working on the back end. You may not see everything, but here's what we're doing. And I think that's so important. That's one of the things that I love that what you're doing.
Yeah. And one thing I've seen is I had a guy the other day, he looked for a website and actually went with him. And he sent me over what another web designer had shown him. Hey, this is what we're going to do, the deliverables. And it was a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Now, it wasn't like deceitful. It was just a bunch of words that if you don't do web design every day, you'd be like, what is this? So I try to go over when we do it and explain, okay, this is why, this is how it helps. And just like, it's easy to throw around, oh, we're doing SEO for this and this and this. And people, they're like, SEO, what is that? Or the other day, I had someone I was talking about Google Business, GBP, whatever. I was using an acronym. And then I finally stopped and I said, do you know what a Google Business Profile is? And he said, I have no idea. And so sometimes, you know, just slowing down. And so people understand, because that's how SEO can be frustrating sometimes, because it feels like a black box, because you're like, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand what I'm getting. I just feel like I'm spending money and not seeing any results. And that is frustrating. And, you know, that doesn't help you. And it doesn't help us as a business, because then you're going to leave and feel like I just got ripped off for months and I got nothing.
It's so true. We had one customer that we did work for. They had hired a agency to do their SEO stuff, and you know, over months, they just weren't making any traction. There was like, they didn't have either Google Business Profile set up properly. They didn't have, you know, stuff on their website. And they attended one of their classes and saw some of the things, and they end up getting rid of them because they just, after paying for months and months of work, mm-hmm. they weren't getting the results. There was no increase of anything. Their traffic wasn't there. And it makes me a little leery sometimes letting people in our group not, you know, knowing the background, just because I don't want them to waste their money. That's something that, you know, we work hard for. We don't want you to do that. So it's why we try to bring in reputable companies like yourself. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier on the reviews and how important reviews are. You mind talking a little bit more about that? Do you have any tips on just how to go about asking reviews? Because I know that's something that I've heard people say, well, I just don't know what to say. Or I've asked them one time and they have never given me a review.
Yeah, you have to ask multiple times. And I was just talking to someone the other day, and I'm trying to convince them to use a review management software. But he, in his mind, it's kind of like the tipping culture, which we've all been at the coffee shop. They pour you a $2 coffee and then they want a $5 tip. They turn the screen around and kind of look at you and you're like, I'm sorry. Like, if I'm in a restaurant, I'll tip someone. But if you just pour me a $2 coffee, like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you a tip. Like, if you go into it looking to serve them and then with the thought of I'm going to serve them so well that when I'm done, they want to give a review. And if you serve people that way, literally taking 5 seconds of their time, and when you tell them, then I look at it like, I can't serve this company if I'm not in business next year. And this is a free way that someone can help me to stay in business, to keep serving them. And so it does take 5 seconds of their time, but I don't feel bad. And I know how valuable it is. And I tried to tell someone the other day, if you got a $100 bill, if I handed you one every time you got a review, oh, I would be broke because you would be asking everyone you knew for one. And that's how you need to act, because in all reality, it's probably worth more than $100 a piece. Now, do not pay people for them. Do not. But I'm just trying to illustrate the fact that they are valuable. So I recommend a software called Nice Job, or you can just do it yourself. The problem is I've had people that I tell them how valuable it is. I show them, and 2 years later, they have 2 more reviews. And I've used this Nice Job, and we help people implement it with our SEO package. It's included. And we've gotten 20, 30 reviews in a month. So that's what I just found. And the nice thing is it sets up a review automation. So like, you send them a text once and then you can adjust it. Like 5 days later, if they don't leave one, it reminds them. And then, you know, a week later, it sends them an email. And if they don't, you send them another email. And you say, if I do that, I'm going to get a lot of bad reviews. I've been doing this. We just implemented this in the last couple months. At this point, we've probably gotten over 100 reviews for our customers. And guess how many 3 stars and under we've gotten for our customers?
How many?
1. And let me tell you what it said. It said, it was a 1 star that said this. They did an excellent job, and it talked about how good of a bush trimming job they did. So the person must have hit the wrong star. But you know what? That's okay. Because when you look for reviews, what I always do is I look for the lowest and the highest. And so when I go to the lowest and I see, oh, they were really trying to give a recommendation, that doesn't turn me away. So anyway, that was kind of, that didn't really happen. But yes, maybe you will get 1 or 2 bad reviews, but probably not. I've been using this for a while for multiple customers, getting a lot of reviews for them. And that should not be something you're afraid of. So don't let that hold you back.
Yeah, it is true. And I also recommend Nice Job. I think it's a very awesome software. I know some people that work with us, they do this as well. And they've had really, really good results using that. So check them out, guys.
Yeah.
Now, I guess kind of along the lines with the reviews, and if they don't have the Nice Job and, you know, they send a text reminder, how often after that, or, you know, when do they call it quits as far as asking for reviews? Do you have any suggestions for that?
So it depends on your relationship with the client. So I would at least try 3 times. Now, here's a caveat. There's times your customer will leave a review and Google does not allow it to post. So I've had customers literally text me a picture and said, hey, I have left a review. And obviously at that point, I just say, hey, thank you for your time. I appreciate that. And obviously don't ask again. But yeah. I would, you know, if you do a good job, they're happy, text them. If not, maybe a week or two later, and then maybe a month or two later. I am not shy about it, because literally the reason why I'm so passionate and I could talk for hours about reviews literally, and I literally meet someone, I find out they're a business owner, and I try to talk to them about this, not because I'm trying to sell them, but because I understand how valuable this is. You want to text it to customers. You can copy a little from the Google Business Profile and then just text that straight over.
I think that's very smart. One thing I'll throw out there too that I found is sometimes people need a little guidance on like what to say, or they're just not sure what to include in it. Now, I'm not saying you go out and write the review for them. I'm absolutely not saying that, but just ask them to like, include, you know, what types of services that we did for you, and, you know, where we did it, you know, how you found us or anything like that. Add that in there, I think is very important. Another thing that I found using Google Business Profile, this is something I actually share in our workshop, but I'll share it here, is ask them to include a picture of your project, because that picture it's pushed up at the top of your Google reviews. So make sure you guys ask for those pictures and ask them to share that with the Google review process, because it'll definitely help you out.
Good pro tip.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you can think of as far as a landscaper or lawn care person needs to do for their online reputation?
Start today. Don't sit on it.
That's very smart advice.
As people do.
Oh, yes. Well, you've been speaking to my parents. My parents have had their website since I did it 10 years ago, probably, maybe longer. And I'm like, you need to update this. You need to do something. I don't even know it works all the way properly, because I know they had so many security issues.
You know what's fascinating to think about? Okay, for you, at least I'll just say this. When I was in Greenville, Texas, my average yearly, now that's not lifetime customer value, was $1,500 for mowing. That's what I did predominantly. Now, the guy I sold most of my lawn care company to, his name was Jose, and he did some huge jobs. But if you just say, okay, on the low end, $1,500 a year. Now, a customer may be with you 2-3 years. So let's just say 2 on the low end. So $3,000, one customer. Okay. Then you look at the cost of a website. It's $1 for the first month with code SCOFF. And so literally, if you got one customer, two customers, and if you do this right, you're going to be getting way more than two customers. But I'm just saying the cost is so low. Or I was just giving an example. I was just talking to a guy I help about a bookkeeper, and he was telling me the cost, and I think it was 300 something per month. And he's like, oh man, should I do it? Should I not? And I said this, okay, yes, you could do it yourself. Yes, you could get QuickBooks and spend a few hours a month doing that. But would you make more money going and working? And he makes good money working hard. Could you make more money and do a better job working on your landscaping and hiring a professional to do it? And yes, you can go. You can go to Wix. You can go to Squarespace. You can try to learn WordPress if you're adventurous, and you can build your own. But would you have better results? Would you attract more customers and you grow your business more, hire a professional? And that's our goal, to make it accessible, but also to help.
It's so true. And many landscapers get stuck in this thing that they're kind of like DIYers. They want to do this stuff. But
yep.
Look at your own business. Would you make fun of some other company or some other person, I should say, for hiring like a DIY person to do their lawn care or wall or whatever. It's the same thing. You're doing the same thing. You hire a professional to take care of it. And trust me, it'll pay itself for itself, like you said, 10 times over. So, look at all the stuff that you could do. Like you said, you can be out there focusing on sales and training your team to make everything better around your business, and let somebody else deal with that, the technical side, learn how they know how to do the SEO. They know how to do the Google Business Profile. So let them deal with it. Trust me, it'll pay for itself in no time.
I've heard the three most dangerous words are do it yourself. That's going to be so true.
Yeah, it is very true. I like that. Well, Ezra, it was awesome to have you on here today. And I thank you very much for, sharing all this knowledge here. One thing I would like to announce to everybody, that Ezra and Green Frog Web Design is now a sponsor of the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. So thank you very much for Ezra. I appreciate that. Thank you for helping us get our show out there a little bit more. And guys, go check out Green Frog Web Design. They do an amazing job. Like I mentioned earlier, where my parents, for their landscape business, are looking to have him do their website as well. So we're not just promoting people that we don't recommend. This is somebody that we're looking for ourselves too. So thank you, Ezra. Is there anything you'd like to add or anything you'd like to talk about?
Nope. Our process is very easy though. If you do need web design, SEO for a new website, the first month is only $1. The SEO services are different there, but we guarantee to get it done in 3 weeks or less. Works free for a year. And I don't think you can beat that guarantee. Our goal is to make it, as Alex Hormozy says, a no-brainer offer. And I think we've got it. And if not, you let us know and we'll help you out.
I love that. No, thank you very much, Ezra. And we look forward to working with you more. And I want to throw out there, like, Ezra has gone so far. He has like created this special group just for people in the green industry. Like he is a very helpful person. So, if you need anything, have any questions, feel free to reach out to Ezra. He's someone in there that cares for you and willing to help you work on your business and stuff. So guys, go check out Green Frog Web Design. It'll definitely change your business if you don't have anything going, or, you know, just not even sure where to start. So thank you very much, Ezra.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today and hope you have a great day.
That's a wrap on another exciting episode here of the Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast. Now, thank you for joining us on this journey, and thank you for being a member of our community. Remember our motto, do it dirty means just get started and not be afraid of making mistakes. We honestly believe this is one of the keys to the success in this industry and in life. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment, head over to Apple and leave us a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners and bring even more value to the show. Until next time, keep doing it dirty and grow your business to new heights.